Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Monday, and yeah, I know we're a little early, but this is a Sports Time Radio. I guess I shouldn't say we because it is just me. I'm the Big Jack, and as you know, we haven't had too many Monday podcasts. Dan is, as you know, Dan is not only a new father, but he also has a 5-year-old daughter who has gotten into soccer, and she has soccer on Monday. So we've been unable to do Monday, and then Thursday he has commitments. So we've been a little limited, but I figured I would jump on and, you know, see what it's like. And since I was free early, I figured, hey, what the heck, let's get on early and check it out, start it out, see how it goes, right? So we'll see. But hey, if you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email me, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, the blogs go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So, you know, you should still swing on by and check out what's going on. Maybe you missed something, and you could catch up with it over there. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link. That'll take you to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, hey, I'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, you can also find me on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time. That's BURKETIME, if you want to look me up there. Always appreciate the follow, and I'm sure I would follow back. No reason not to, right? So we would be all set then. But all right, well, you know, after yesterday, as you know, Major League Baseball is on break, so there's not a whole lot going on. We do have the All-Star festivities, and tonight we start with the Home Run Derby. So, you know, there are 8 competitors. And, you know, that's, you know, I know they've tweaked the format. I'm not quite sure what it is. I guess it's more of a timed event, but we have the individual matchups, they seeded them 1 through 8. Let me see if I can find it here. There we go. All right, I got him. The number one seed, no surprise, is Shohei Ohtani. No matter what, he was going to be the number one seed, even though he didn't win the last one. He's taking on the 8th seed, which is Juan Soto. The number 2 seed is Joey Gallo. He'll face off against the number 7 seed, Trevor Story. The number 3 seed is Matt Olson, who goes up against Trey Mancini. And it wraps up, the number 4 seed is Sal Perez. He goes against the number 5 seed, which is Pete Alonso. And Alonso is actually, I believe, the defending champion. Now, Ohtani or Soto will face Perez or Alonso, whoever wins. And then obviously Gallo or Story will face Olson or Mancini, and then the 2 winners there will also move on to the finals. So that's what we have going on tonight. Now, I got to tell you, just to be straight up with you, I hate the All-Star, the Home Run Derby. All right, I despise the way they do it. I honestly wish they would have done it like they used to do with the old TV show. I don't know if you remember that, you know, and obviously it was called Home Run Derby. So, you know, and it was 2 guys who went against each other, and there were 9 innings, and you know, it was, you had three outs, and it was, you know, it was interesting. And I liked it a lot better. Now, obviously, they'd have to tweak the format because there's so many guys. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. But, you know, we did have – well, you know, let me know if you've got a pick. I would love to know who you're picking. You know, do you believe Ohtani will win, you know, or do you see somebody else breaking through? Maybe there's an underdog there somewhere. You know, something like that. Anything you might see that would be fantastic. So again, let me know, 646-478-3753. So we did have some other All-Star news released today. They announced the starting pitchers. Max Scherzer is going to get the start on the National League side, and it's really no surprise when I tell you this that Shohei Ohtani is going to make the start in the American League. He's going to be the starting pitcher, lead off, and DH, or whatever he's going to do after that. He's going to starting pitch and lead off. So he'll bat first, then when the inning's done, you know, he'll go to the mound, and we'll see how that goes. But yeah, and you know, this is no surprise at all. I mean, this is what you would call in TV a ratings grab, because that's exactly what they're doing, is grabbing after the ratings. So, you know, you get Ohtani right there right away. You try to hook people in and see if they'll stick around after he's out. So, you know, again, just one of those things. I don't know how he'll do. You know, it's interesting. So, I don't know. You know, how long he'll pitch. My guess, it's one inning, but you know, maybe more. Maybe if he has a quick inning, you know, he goes a second inning. But I don't know. We'll have to watch and see. And again, that's the whole hook behind it. You know, you got to watch and see. So tune in, check it out, you know, figure out if you're going to stick around. And the game is, what, tomorrow, I believe? I didn't check the schedule, but I believe the game is tomorrow. So, yeah, we'll see how that all goes. But I did want to dive in a little bit. You know, on Friday, Stu and I covered a lot of the American League MVP talk. But, you know, I would like to actually kind of start with the National League, because everybody is just so I don't know how you want to describe it. Excited about what Ohtani's doing, or over the moon, you know, that they don't really even talk about the National League side of things. And now obviously there was a really big blow to the MVP race this weekend when, you know, Ronald Acuña Jr. of the Atlanta Braves blew out his ACL and his done for the year. Now, you know, Acuña hit 24 bombs. He was hitting .283. He actually had 17 stolen bases. So, you know, we'll unfortunately see him next year. And, you know, there's a lot of injury factor there. I think with the injury, it kind of puts, as an everyday player, I would say it probably puts Fernando Tatis Jr. in the lead here. He is leading the National League in home runs with 28. He's hitting .286. He's leading in slugging percentage with 1,020. And I want to double check here, but I believe he's leading in stolen bases as well. Yes, he is. He is one ahead of Trey Turner. So, you know, so he's doing his thing. He also has 60 RBIs. Of course, you know, he's had his injury issues as well. You know, he's appeared in What is it here? I'm trying to catch up with the stats as they come along here. He's appeared in 74 games. And, you know, there aren't, you know, what I would say a ton of everyday players having great years in the National League. You know, everybody gets excited for the home run. And while Kyle Schwarber does have 25, he's only hitting 253. Javi Baez and Rhys Hoskins each have 20. They're hitting 254 and 235 respectively. So there's not a lot at the top there in the National League when it comes to that. Now, you know, you could probably throw Nick Castellanos into this race. He does just have 18 bombs, but he is a big power guy. He's got 59 RBIs, and he is hitting 331. So, you know, that, you know, and the Reds are, you know, competing at this point. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, how this works out. I don't know. And I have a sneaky feeling that when it comes right down to it, the winner of the National League MVP is going to be Jacob DeGrom, even though he's only going to participate in 27 or 28 games at the most. I mean, it's guaranteed that he's the Cy Young Award. I mean, we're talking about a guy who's 7-2 with a 1.08 ERA in 15 games. He's got 146 strikeouts and has only walked 11 guys in 92 innings. So, you know, it's pretty impressive what he's doing. Now, of course, he's still got to get through the second half. And again, all credit to Kevin Gausman, who's having a great year with the Giants. He's 9-3 with a 1.73 ERA in 18 starts. So he's made three more starts than DeGrom. He's got 133 strikeouts to only 30 walks in 114.2 innings. So, you know, he's going to get some votes, but unfortunately, you know, it's going to be basically DeGrom's award to lose. And, you know, that's just how it is. I mean, he's doing things we haven't seen in a very long time. So, you know, just kind of interesting. You know, and Brandon Woodruff, of course, is having a good year. So is Zach Wheeler. So, you know, there are a lot of National League starting pitchers who are doing well. You know, the drawback, of course, to Wheeler is his team hasn't really supported him, and he's 6-5. So, you know, that's not going to help. But, you know, we've got another half of the season, and these guys are going to make, 12, 13 more starts as long as they stay healthy. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, DeGrom is like a guaranteed Cy Young as long as he stays healthy. But I have a feeling he's going to also end up being the National League MVP as well. I would be really shocked, you know. And, I'm not a fan of that because a guy who only appears in 30 games at the most – I don't feel should win that award. It should really be an everyday player. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, I don't have a vote. It doesn't matter. So, you know, we'll see. But all right, now, you know, the controversy I had on Friday. You know, was the whole giving the American League MVP award to Shohei Ohtani. You know, I'm just not a really big believer in that. So, you know, just one of those, one of those things. So, you know, he, but we'll see how that kind of plays out. I've thrown my grievances out there, so I'm not going to get into it. But there are other guys I really like for the award. You know, I'm actually a big supporter of Xander Bogaerts. He's hitting 320. He's hitting 321. He's only got 15 homers, 51 RBIs, but he's on a first place team and he plays every day in the field. Unlike Otani, who only randomly goes out there as a DH and does pitch every 6 or 7 days, everybody's going to, well, you know, Bogaerts does have a 930 slugging percentage. So, you know, that's not bad. There are, of course, other candidates. You know, Vlad Guerrero Jr. is having a great year. He's leading the American League in hitting. He's hitting. He's got 28 home runs to go with 73 RBIs, and he's got an OPS of 1.089. So I believe he's leading all of baseball with that number. So yeah, there are guys out there. It's just not, you know, the home run hitters that they need to get excited about. But for whatever reason, man, that really attracts them. So if we're going to go home run hitters, how about Bogaerts' teammate Rafael Devers? He's 282 with 22 bombs and 72 RBIs. Now he, of course, is an everyday player. And, he's not the defender that Bogaerts is. So we'll see how that goes, but you know, he's putting up the power numbers they like. So is Matt Olson. You know, Olson has 23 bombs. He's hitting 282 as well, 59 homers. Now he's on a team that's contending for a wild card spot, so that should lead to some votes there for him. And I mentioned Otani. Now, out of all these guys, Otani has the lowest average at 279, but he has the most home runs at 33, 70 RBIs, and he only trails Guerrero in OPS at 1.062. I need a drink here. I don't know what I got going on here. Hang on. Ah, okay, let's see if that'll help. I'm not used to talking by myself there, so we'll see how that goes. There are other contenders. They just kind of fell in love with Otani and that was the end of it. So, it's just crazy that they don't, it's almost like they have blinders on. So, there are other guys. So, and then let's take a walk over and see who's possibly in contention for the Cy Young, because I know they would like to give that to Otani as well, but I don't think he's the top guy. Believe it or not, right now, Lance Lynn is really having the best year in the American League. He's 9-3 with a 1.91 ERA and 16 starts, 105 strikeouts to 31 walks in 90.2 innings. Kyle Gibson is having a great year as well, 6-1 with a 2.92 ERA, 17 starts. He's got a total of 102 innings, 88 strikeouts to 31 walks, so he's not a big strikeout guy. God, just imagine where the Rangers would be if they didn't have Gibson. Yeah, that's kind of nuts. So, and then another White Sox you can throw out there, Carlos Rodon is 7-3 with a 2.31 ERA and 15 starts. Now, he's pitched 89 and two-thirds innings, but he has 136 strikeouts, and or 130 strikeouts and only 26 walks. And plus, of course, he did throw the no-hitter earlier this year. So you could check that out. Now, you know, of course, Garrett Cole is putting up fantastic numbers. He is 9-4, 2.68 ERA, but he's made 18 starts. He does have a complete game, which is a little rare in these cases. 147 strikeouts, just 22 walks over 114 innings. So yeah, he definitely is giving numbers there, and I'm trying to see if I can find Ohtani's stats, but the problem is he doesn't pitch that much. So it's a little difficult, and I believe his ERA is in the threes. So when I kind of go searching here, it's a little more difficult to hunt him down compared to the other guys, because actually I don't know if he's made enough starts to qualify, because it doesn't look like they have him on the list here. I'm going to have to check a different site and see how many innings he's actually put in, because, you know, I thought he had enough to get in there. But I guess not. So we will jump onto a site where I can find his individual stats and see what they say about his pitching. Where are we here? There we are. All right. Well, he has made 13 starts, but only 67 innings. So, yeah, that's probably why he's not there. So, kind of how it goes. Yeah, he's not racking up the innings. So we'll see. I don't expect that his pitch load is going to increase as the season goes on. I have a feeling it might even be limited. So I can't see him as a serious Cy Young contender. Yeah, you know, you want to throw him in the MVP race, that's great because he hits home runs. I know everybody gets excited about that. You have to remember that he does not play defense. That is also a part of the game. I know it doesn't matter in the MVP voting. They don't care about that. It used to help that you played for a contender. For whatever reason, that doesn't seem to count if you're on the Angels because they're never a contender. But yet Mike Trout has won multiple MVP awards and finished in the top, you know, like two in voting year after year. So I don't have a problem. Trout is still the best player in baseball. It's sad that he's hurt because maybe we won't be hearing so much Ohtani noise. But it is what it is. And, you know, if you're a baseball fan, you deal with it. And that's just kind of how it's got to go, right? I mean, there's not much you can do about it otherwise, and we move along. But yeah, if you're if you have an idea or you have a pick who you think might win something or should be at least talked about to win something, you know, go ahead and shoot me a call and we can discuss it here for a little bit. Again, I don't know how much longer I'll be hanging around because, you know, when I'm by myself, going the full hour can be a little bit crazy there. So, we'll see how it goes. But it's, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. And, so now if you are curious, you know, on Friday, Schomburg Stu made his predictions. Now, the Cubs game got washed out in a real crappy fashion because there was absolutely no reason for them to call the game yesterday. I guess the Cubs just wanted that extra day off before the All-Star break. So we had to throw that pick out. Now, Stu did end up hitting on two out of his other three picks. You know, he had the White Sox to win on a Friday night, and they did. Unfortunately, he had the Cubs to win on Saturday, and they did not. But he had Dylan Cease to go over 5.5 strikeouts, and he got 6. So that was all he needed. So he did go 2-1. So he is now 44-41 on the season. So Yeah, you know, that's just good, basically. So, you know. Yeah, we'll see how he does this Friday. But, yeah, and, you know, you can tune in right here on Friday. Stu and I are here 5 to 6 for him. He makes those picks. So, you know, swing on by, and you can check out what's going on with us. And, you know, we talk about random things. You know how it goes. So just, you know, and, of course, we would love the company, you know, just like Dan and I do. We haven't had a lot of callers as of late, so it would be nice to be able to get some more people involved in the podcast. You know, that would be a good thing. You know, we've got a lot going on here, and we try to keep it interesting and do whatever we can to get people to listen or get involved. And, you know, I do appreciate, you know, everybody who does jump on and listen. And, you know, fortunately we have multiple ways to do that. You know, you can jump into Blog Talk anytime here and listen to the podcast. You know, it's always in the archives, and I know a lot of people do that. And again, you know, and I mention it all the time, tunein.com. You can swing over there and listen anytime you want. So, you know, again, you know, multiple ways to listen. And, you know, again, every listen is appreciated. It means a lot to Dan and I and Stu. And, you know, it's cool to think that people are out there kind of taking our opinion on sports under advisement. And again, I would warn you, don't follow any of my betting advice, because I am terrible at it. You know, I was doing really well on FanDuel to start the year, and for whatever reason, it just all fell apart on me, and I was unable to hit anything going into the break. So, yeah, I don't know what happened there. It just one of those things really, you know, kind of crashed and burned, went downhill on me. Hopefully, you know, I'll pick up some better luck in the second half. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know how to kind of right the ship, or, you know, turn things around, so to speak. So, you know, again, just got to hope for some better luck. So, you know, that plays a lot into it when you're searching the daily fantasy stuff. So, but yeah, you know, and that's really it for me, you know, freaking fantasy wise. You know, my team struggled this week badly. I managed to somehow lose to a dead team, and yeah, just a bad week. So, I believe my other team did okay. So, you know, at least I had one team, and yeah, I think I dropped. I think I'm still in the playoffs right now, and obviously we have a bit of a ways to go. You know, so we'll see how, you know, we'll see how the rest of the year goes. But yeah, it's just, you know, and of course I was all in on Trevor Bauer, so I am just scrambling mightily. I mean, I have him on in just about every league I'm in, even Mr. Fantasy, and I have him in our money league. And we were actually doing very well there, but losing Bauer is just, probably just bury us again, and unless we get lucky and they decide to reinstate him for some reason. But I think nuts. So, so yeah, I, I, uh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you know, and of course our you know, like the leagues that Dan and I always talk about, these are 20 team leagues. So it's it's a little difficult to just kind of jump out on the waiver wire and find somebody when you lose a guy like Trevor Bauer. So yeah, I am scuffling mightily to kind of make up for that. I do want to jump in and double check here and explain to you what kind of beating I took from a team that was not changing his lineup or her lineup possibly. Unfortunately, if you've played fantasy, you understand that there is a lot of that. You get the guys who sign up, they're just interested in doing the draft, and then they go away. But yeah, and I was wondering if maybe this guy did decide to come back and make some changes, because I thought I saw some movement in his team, but I don't know. It's just one of those things. So we'll have to see how it goes. Let me see if I remember what league it is here. I believe it was this one. Yes, because I am in ninth place now, so I am actually out one spot out of the final playoff spot. I was beaten down 11-17-2 by a team that is in, drum roll please, and it's not going to come up here. I got to do one more thing. In 16th place. Yeah. He beat me in the majority of the hitting categories. He struck out less than I did. He had more putouts, more assists, and committed less errors. Had a better fielding percentage and had hit for a higher batting average. Had a better OPS as well. I hit for a whopping 192 last week, so thank my team for that. Luckily, my pitchers kind of showed up, even though I only won two games. I didn't lose very many, so I was able to at least cut bait there and kind of hang tight. But yeah, like I said, I'm in scuffle mode here without Trevor Bauer, and I just, you know, for whatever reason, I can't find a shortstop. I thought I had one earlier in the year, but it didn't work out. I've been using Gene Segura there, so at least he's been producing. No, this team has a catcher. I'm okay there. It's my other team that just doesn't have a catcher. You know, and the sad part is I got a really good start out of Robbie Ray. And, you know, just wasn't enough to help. So, but, yeah, I guess, just got to kind of shake it off and hope we bounce back. You know, this is a two-week weeks as they speak. You know, we'll get the weekend here and then, move along. So, you know, into next week and then take the full week there as well. So that will, that will help. But yeah, I just, again, just kind of a down week. I really thought I had an opportunity to gain some ground and move up, and it didn't fall my way. And I believe I did okay in the other league here, even though I have Trevor Bauer here. Oh no, I got beat in this league too, but I only got beat 8-11, so I didn't take quite the pummeling that I did there. And I managed to hang on. I'm still hanging on in fourth place. So, just one of those strange weeks that I had, and, you know, hopefully I got to bounce back. You know, at least I lost to a team that's one of those things. So, you know, at least he's changing his lineup and he's competing, but Yeah, it's just, again, just an all-around disappointing week for me, and I need to I either need them to reinstate Trevor Bauer or I need to hit the jackpot on somebody to start coming through. Because, yeah, it's been rough. And, again, like I said, in a 20-team league, you're not going to find anybody. You know, I mean, I've been grabbing guys and taking chances with guys and hoping to hit on a guy. But, yeah, it just hasn't worked out great for me. So, you know, that just kind of how it's going. And, you know, hopefully I'll kind of right the ship and get into the playoffs. So we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, it may be a little rough without Trevor Bauer. And, again, hopefully I'll catch a break and they'll do me a favor and reinstate him. But I don't really see that happening. So yeah, just one of those, you know. And again, if you play, if you play fantasy, you know how it goes. But yeah, it would be nice to win, basically, is what I'm trying to say. You know how that goes. Everybody wants to win. So, but all right, well, I am going to call it a day here. Now, Dan and I are back tomorrow at 4:30. So swing on by and meet us here. And you know the deal, what to do while we're gone, but I'll go over it again. SportsTimeRadio.com. Swing on by there. Catch up on any blogs you may have missed out on. Hit the link there. It takes you over to the Facebook page. And you know the deal. You went all the way over there. Go ahead and give that a like. Don't forget, of course, the Twitter feed, which is at SportsTimeRadio. Feel free to look me up on Twitter as well. I am at BurkeTime. And if you were able to stop by and listen live, well, thanks. I greatly appreciate that. I hope you enjoyed it. Sorry, I know it was a little rambling. I got to get used to doing it by myself again. I haven't done that in quite a long time, so I'm going to have to get some practice in. But thanks for sticking with me. Now, if you did miss out and you want to know how to listen to this episode or some other episodes, head on over to TuneIn.com, and, of course, you can listen over there anytime you want. All right, I will talk to you tomorrow at 4:30.